37. So good to see you here tonight. I don't take it lightly that you've set this time aside to be here. I'm grateful. If you'd stand with us tonight, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God, found in the book of Genesis, chapter number 37. Book of Genesis, chapter number 37. Start reading in verse number 1. There the Bible says, "And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan." I'm glad I'm a stranger tonight in the land that I live. And these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. He made him a coat of many colors. When his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. He said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose, and it stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." And his brethren said to him, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Thank you for standing tonight. I will preach on this simple thought, if God had helped me and the Holy Ghost had trusted me tonight, on following your dream. Following your dream. You know, I looked up this definition of the word dream. It simply means this: a state of mind in which images, thoughts, and impressions pass through the mind of a person. Tonight, I don't think that it is contrary to the Word of God to have dreams. I realize there are many dreams that we dream in a lifetime. Some are dreams that I never want to go back to. But certainly there are dreams at times that we can have that God will give us. And tonight you may have a dream about a relationship. It may be that maybe within your spirit you're dreaming for the right kind of relationship that you would like to have in your life. Secondly, maybe you're not dreaming of a relationship, but maybe you have a dream of what you're going to do in your occupation or your career. This is not a seminar tonight, but I don't believe it's wrong to have a dream of who you want to be. Secondly, not only the dreaming of your occupation, but thirdly, maybe you're dreaming about a ministry tonight. Maybe you're having a dream in your spirit and in yourself that only God could give you, that right now it could just be a dream of ministry. But honey, I'm going to tell you, if God will get behind your dream, it can become a realization tonight. I want to preach on this thought of following your dream. Do you have a dream? The Bible said, without a vision, the people perish. I want to say I've had a couple of dreams in my life, that two or three that I really pursued and went after. Boy, one was I remember one day that in my career life, I never will forget, I was loading a drink box of Pepsi Cola on Tallapoosa Street, downtown Tallapoosa Street, and a woman come out of a ceramic shop and she looked at me and she said, "Boy, you're gonna run that company one of these days." And you know something? I was following a dream, and Brother Terrell, that dream came true for me. I can remember another time when we was in a storefront building when everybody was laughing. I had a dream. And I'm not Martin Luther King tonight, but I had a dream. I had something that got in me bigger than who I was. And always I found in following that dream, you're going someplace. Why, they told old Joseph, said, "Well, you dreamer, you're dreaming." Have you ever heard people say, "Well, you're crazy, you're dreaming"? He said, "Well, I'm going to be somebody." And somebody says, "Well, you're dreaming." You may be. But be careful about your dream. Tonight is some things I want to share with you about a dream. I've never heard this preached in my years of preaching. And God gave me these thoughts a few weeks back, and I thought tonight would be a good time to try this new message out on my home folk tonight. But certainly following your dream. Do you have a dream in your relationship? I mean, really, do you? I can remember, told my wife when we first got married, I said, "I believe I'm going to have two little girls, Esther. Going to have a happy marriage." My Lord, I'm going to tell you, I ain't perfect tonight, but you're looking at a happy married preacher tonight. 28 years. Thank God it ain't gravel gravy, neither, Miss Flo. Praise God. I love my wife. Amen. You sit there like a dead stump you want to tonight. Praise God. I love my wife tonight. She's still pretty, too, by the way. Praise God. I put her on my arm. I feel pretty good walking down the road with her. Praise God. Amen. You fellas go buy yours a new dress. She may nudge you every now and then. Following your dream. I want to say in verse 5, you'll notice the encounter of a dream. The Bible said, "And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more." The encounter of this dream. I want to say, first of all, that it came to a son. I'm glad tonight I'm a child of the King. I'm glad I'm a child of God tonight. It came to a son. And I want to say this. It's okay to be different. The world says to get along, you must go along. But oh, I'm going to tell you in the book of Romans tonight, it's okay to be different. He said in Romans 12 and verse number 1, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world." Well, the average Baptist church is trying to beat us like them. They're catering the world. Making the church house just like the world. Put the Starbucks in the foyer. They'll line up. Give them coffee and donuts. Let them wear their short breeches in the house of God. It don't matter. It's okay. Just come as you are. Leave as you were. We'll take up the offer and everybody goes home. But I'm going to tell you tonight, honey, it is okay to be different. And the world says to get along, you must go along. But I want to stand tonight and say this. It is all right to be different. You are who you run with tonight. And if you lay with dogs, you're going to catch fleas. I don't care who you are, what you are, where you come from, or where you're going. You are who you run with tonight. The encounter of a dream, it came to a son. Secondly, not only did it come to a son, it came as a secret. God can only give you the dream that you have. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't have a dream." Get you one. It'll take you someplace. It came as a secret, but I want to say thirdly, it came as a servant, and it will work for you. Man, what are you talking about? I'm riding the dream. You say, "Preacher, you're all washed up." No, 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 no. My dream's working for me. It's become a servant. I mean, when things go to looking bad, there's something in me, a servant. I've got a dream. What kind of dream you got, preacher? I've got a dream of a ministry. for to where there's no conferences. I've got a dream of where there are no committees. I've got a dream of a ministry where the Word of God is open and preached and just rare back, and where the Word of God is loved. I've got a dream of a ministry where people love each other and ain't tied up like two tomcats by their tails. I got a dream. I got a dream that I could pastor a church that the doors are open and say, come one, come all, but you must all come by the way of the old rugged cross. It's not whether who you are or what you have. Thank God tonight the Holy Ghost put a dream in that long years ago. Don't you think I'm reading out of no TV guide, honey. It's the Word of God. I had a dream. I mean, I had something that went out of my bed and got in me and got bigger than what I am. It's made me quit my job. Made me quit everything I've ever done. What are you talking about? God give me a dream. And it'll work for you tonight. Boy, I can remember stacking them drinks in the back room in them hot summer days, Brother Gerald. But I had a dream. You say, well, I don't know why you bring that up, because you're just jealous. You ain't never had a dream. But honey, you let a dream get a hold of you, and it'll work for you. There's been times when people were squalling and the devil stick his tongue out. I didn't fold my Bible up and go back to 403. Why? Because a dream had me, Brother Donald. Been times in my marriage we could have thrown a towel in. But I had a dream. Been times that even though as good a wife as I've got, sometimes she done wrong. I didn't do like the young crowd does now, Brother David. Just fold the book and go, call it quits. I had something in me that got a hold of me. And tonight it came as a son. It came as a secret. And only God can give you the dream. It came as a servant. Joseph found that this dream would work for him. Tonight we see here in this following your dream, the encounter of a dream. Thank God for a people that's had a dream. By the way, I'm a dreamer. I'm glad I'm a dreamer. I dream big. Encounter of a dream. Secondly, the evidence of a dream. Verse 5, the dream was heeded. The Bible said, and Joseph dreamed a dream and he told it to his brethren. Have you ever had dreams that you had, you just kept it to yourself, but maybe when a dream got bigger than you, you had to tell somebody. We see the dream was heeded. He took note to it. I like what one of the old Puritans had to say about a dream as I was looking this up to build this message. And he said, I tell you how to judge a dream. He said, when a person has told his dream, Rowland Hill said, we do not despise a good man's dreams, but we will judge of the dream after we've seen how you act when you awake. Tonight, the evidence of a dream, it was heeded. Verse 5, it was hated. The Bible said, and Joseph dreamed a dream, told it his brethren, and they hate him yet no more. I tell you what, that people, boy, Brother David hit me one time. Y'all don't think I'm going to be gloating now before I leave, are you? Y'all got real quiet. Some of y'all look at this, you don't know if it's in the Bible or not. But you know, I've noticed this right here. Now, y'all watch this, and I'll tell you this. People will forgive you for being anything. But they won't forgive you for being successful. People will forgive you for doing anything, but they won't forgive you for being blessed. Man, they've talked about me. Yo. Sound like a bowden coon dog. The dream was heated. The dream was hated. Somebody will hate you when you've got a dream. They want you to be stuck down on that level where they are. Eating gravel gravy and wind pudding and having nothing and eat up with the mullet grub. Lord, they some people, I just absolutely shudder to ask them how they are, Brother David. I just tiptoe by them. I want to get over here at these people and say, how you doing? Oh, I'm great, preacher. Praise God, I want to rub up against them kind of people. Dream was heated. Dream was hated. Somebody will hate you if you have a dream. Man, I mean, we started building this church, I thought everybody would pat me on the back. I thought preachers would line up and send us $100. You know, there's about 90 Baptist churches in a newspaper on Sunday count. And I got to thinking one time, if everybody wasn't so stinking jealous, and if everybody could have their little vote night and just send us $1,000 to get jump started, boy, wouldn't that 90,000 really helped us? But you know, I got to thinking, then God wouldn't have got the glory. So he just thought he'd take a handful of broke people and make something out of them. Praise God, I'm about to run tonight. You sit there with your little chin dragging you want to tonight, honey. God's been good to this little preacher boy. You hear me? God's been too good to me. He gave me a dream. He's let me see the dream. And I praise God tonight of who He is. The dream's hated. Man, I heard them say, we got enough churches. You've got enough moss backs. Feel good places. Ain't many places where the Holy Ghost is at. Boy, I'd love to go in these one of these mega churches with the Holy Ghost on me preaching. That'd be worth the journey. Lord Jesus, y'all would love to be a fly on the wall too, wouldn't you? Praise God, that'd be better than the movie theater. They'd fly out like a bunch of covey of birds. He said, what? He did what? Well, I'll have him to know I run this church. She needs her hide blistered. The dream's hated. Man, I remember one fellow in particular, he called me and I thought he was a pretty good friend of mine. He said, hey, preacher, I hear you're starting a church. He said, I got some members over here you can come get. He said, I don't want your stinking members. I said it the Christian way. People hate the dream. Man, people on my job, they hated me because I had a dream. Because I wasn't rolling the drinks in the store, now I tell them where to put them. Shake that head. They had no problem long as I was with them. And they didn't have no ambition. They didn't have no dream. They didn't have no drive. They had no security, no standards. They didn't want nobody else to have none either. But this dream was heeded. This dream was hated. People hate you if you have a dream. Man, you just walk out of here and look around the night before you leave. This is a dream of a lot of people. We passed a hat around one time, wanted to know how we was going to name this church. Come back, the majority said, we want a place where we can worship and have liberty. My wife said, well, won't you name it Liberty? I said, hush, you don't know nothing. God's going to be speaking. He's going to speak to the man. I carry me a bottle of hot sauce, Miss Gwen, because I eat a lot of crow these days. This is a dream to a lot of people. When you come, bring your children and not tied up in a bunch of tradition. To hear the Word of God preached and the Spirit of God move. Saints be encouraged and sinners get saved. Missionaries come by and are so blessed. Ah, Lord, what a dream. Whoo! Brother Don, I'd have got help on my own preaching tonight. Man, I wish I could stay here tomorrow. I'd enjoy this job quitting. Dream is heated. Dream is hated. People hate you if you got a dream. It was heralded, verse 6. And he said to them, here I pray you this dream which I dreamed. Man, I tell you, sometimes the dream is so good you just got to tell somebody. I tell my wife, honey, you think anybody's going to come? I'd ask Miss Sheila and Brother Mike down their house. I'd park their curtains out. I'd say, y'all think anybody's going to come? Man, I've got a dream. I've got a dream getting a hold of a handful of people that's wanting the real deal. Lord, I'm so blessed I ain't had to inherit a bunch of hogwash. Raised most of you. Somebody said, well, we want a teaching preacher. I can't do but what I'm called to do. I'm in the old school. I believe a preacher gets it here before he gets it here. I've got more up here than most folks think I got. I've got a lot of you fools. I'm smarter than you think I am. I can sit up there and run through outline, and bore you stiff. But I'd rather get something right here. But I don't say that arrogantly. I just say that's what God's called me to. And you know something? Our church has been raised like that, Brother Kevin. Y'all love that sin-killing preaching. You love that kind of shouting and a holler. You know why? Because your preacher does. And the church ain't going no further than its preacher. I can go in and run a revival to church. If there's no worship, I can tell you why there ain't no worship there. The preacher don't worship. Exactly right. Oh, what a dream. I got to get on my mess. This thing done got so big, we'll be here till in the morning. The dream was heeded. It was hated. It was heralded. He told somebody. That's the encounter of a dream. It came to son. It came as a secret. And the evidence of a dream. It was heeded and it was hated. You got a dream tonight? Thirdly, not only the encounter of the dream and evidence of a dream, but the expense of a dream. It'll cost you something to have a dream. What would it cost you, preacher? It'll cost you some critics. Verse 8. And his brother said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Look at that question mark right there. Man, they was laughing at him. You crazy, boy. We're going to bow down to you? You the baby. You the baby boy. You ain't 17. He said, you're going to reign over us? And they hate him yet no more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and he told it to his brethren and said, behold, I dreamed a dream more. That doesn't have a belly full now. The sun and the moon and 11 stars made obeisance to me. He told it to his father and to his brethren. And rebuked him, what is this dream thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee in earth? And his brethren envied him. But his father observed the saying. Now, watch this. verse 18. Talking about Joseph, when he saw his brothers, when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. They said one to another, look what they said, behold this dreamer coming. Man, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the expense of a dream. It will cost you some critics. Can I tell you this? Everybody ain't going to love you with your dream. Everybody's not going to support you with your dream. You're going to have some critics. I've heard this. You got to show your W-2 statement to join Liberty Baptist Church. That's critics. I've even heard they locked the door down there at that wild preacher. Don't let you out. Man, I've heard everything on the sun. Critics. And by the way, you might as well go and enjoy this praise and worshiping God. They've seen your car down here by now. They talking about you too? Thank God I ain't the only one they're talking about. Brother Logger, it makes me feel better. They're talking about you too, son. Expense of drink. It'll cost you some critics. And then verse 24, it'll cost you some comfort. Your dream may take you out of the comfort zone. The Bible said this. He said in verse number 24, they stripped Joseph of his coat in verse 23. They took him and cast him into a pit. The pit was empty and there was no water in it. They sat down to eat bread and lift up their eyes and looked. Behold, a company of Ishmaelites came before Gilead with their camels, bearing spicery, balm, myrrh, going to carry it to Egypt. Judah said to his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Let not our hand be upon him, for he's our brother and our flesh. And his brethren was content. It will cost you some comfort. Your dream may take you out of the comfort zone. I want to go and tell you tonight in closing. I want to tell you this. I could read a little outline and not suffer for it. But if I preach, it's going to cost me something. If you follow in your dream, it's going to cost you something. It may take you out of your comfort zone. The expense of a dream. But then, I want to hurry to get along. I love this thought. Not only the encounter of a dream, the evidence of a dream, the expense of a dream, but now let's look at the energy of a dream. Energy of a dream. This dream keeps him going. You know, often during storms and battles of life, dreams seems to be all that we have left. I want to say this energy of a dream in verse 28, he was forsaken by his family. There'll be some times if you've got a big dream, your family shake their head at you. Man, you're talking about people shaking their head at me right now. They're shaking that head. Forsaken by his family. And now watch this in chapter 40 and verse number 23, the energy of a dream. Not only forsaken by his family, but he's forgotten by his friends. Chapter 40 and verse number 23. The Bible said this. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Now, Joseph met these butlers in the prison, and he helped them by the interpretation of a dream. And no doubt they had a little conversation in there. And the old chief butler said, Joseph, when I make it out of here, I'm going to help you. But the Bible said his friends forgot him. Tonight, the energy of a dream. He was forsaken by his family. He was forgotten by his friends. And then look in chapter 39, verse 1 through 4. He was frustrated by his failures. But you know what? He had something in him that kept him going. He had the energy of a dream. know why some preachers quit preaching? They don't have a dream. You know why some families hang it up on a shelf? They ain't got a dream. You know why companies fold? They don't have a dream. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, and bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. Now, I read that to say this. If we are ever expect to rule, then we must first learn to serve. If we ever expect to rule, then we must first learn to serve. You know, a lot of this young crowd, they want to walk in and be boss, but they ain't paid the price. A lot of young preachers, they would just want to come in, preach every night, take over the pastorate, but they ain't paid the price. You got to learn to serve before you can lead. And tonight, I'm going to say this about Joseph, this energy of a dream. Even though his family forsook him, he had something a hold of him that drove him beyond his family. Forgotten by his friends. You'll find out who your friends are when hard times hit. You listen to the old preacher tonight. They'll use you long as you got something. But when you ain't got nothing, you'll find out who your friends are. Frustrated by his failures. What's going on right here with Potiphar before I close? You know what he's doing? Potiphar befriended him. Potiphar's wife tried to get Joseph to lay with her. You know what he said? No way. No way would I do that to my master. And you know what she done? She lied about old Joseph. Potiphar come home and she told a lie and said, "Hey, that boy you brought in over your kingdom, said he laid with me today. He bothered me today." Put him in jail. I wonder what me and you would have thought. I wonder what our dream would have carried us out of that jail. I wonder what our dream would have carried us off that lip rolled out. Man, I hate to be done wrong even when I'm guilty, but I sure hate to be done wrong when I'm unguilty. It's something for you to smack my jaws when I'm guilty, but when you pop them when I'm not guilty, that's hard to swallow. I know some of you Baptists say it's hard to swallow. It's hard to get it down. You can understand that, can't you? But his dream was driving him, the energy of a dream. Thank God for the energy of a dream. Thank you, Liberty Baptist Church, you hadn't throw the towel in when times would get hard. Thank you when you got ridiculed. You stayed with the stuff. Thank you, Liberty Baptist Church. Well, we had a man the other night when the Hendersons come through and broke down. We'd done helped a couple of families tremendously. He looked at me and he said, "Preacher, God may be testing us tonight." And then he just walked off minding his own business, left me with it all. Just like a mule kicked me right in the guts. God said, "Take up an offering." I said, "But Lord," he said, "take up an offering." The energy of a dream will keep you going when everybody else has quit. Oh, I thank God my wife had a dream for me. She should have thrown the towel in. Thank God the energy of a dream. Lastly, the encouragement of a dream. Man, dreams do come true. Look at it. Chapter 42, verse 6. Dreams do come true. Let me tell you something. It's a long story. I'm going to be brief. Joseph was cast in prison. Joseph got out and God promoted him, and now he's governor over all the land of Egypt. And it's a great famine taking place. And now his daddy Jacob has sent them brothers back down there where Joseph is standing boss. They fixing to eat some crow. This is what it said, dreams do come true. Chapter 42, verse 6. And Joseph was the governor over the land. What a promotion. I wonder what he's thinking when he was in prison. Would his dream ever get him there? And he it was that sold all the people of the land, and Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange to them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, Whence come ye? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them. Tonight dreams do come true. What's the encouragement of the dream? Here it is, and I'll be done. Chapter 45. I want to show you the encouragement of the dream. Four things Joseph found out. He found out, first of all, there's a special person inside of you. There's a special person inside of each and everybody here tonight that is very different. God wants to use you the way you are so you can pursue your dreams. Joseph found this out in chapter number 45 and verse number 4. And Joseph said to his brethren, Come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall be neither earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all of his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to my father and say to him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me and tarry not. Four things Joseph found. There was a special person inside of him. There was a special plan just for him. God has a special plan for you and for me tonight. Now I want to say this in verse 7. There are special problems for you. Boy, when them things was going on, I doubt if Joseph could see where he's standing there in chapter 45. I want to say this tonight in closing. When people was making fun down there in the storefront building, I'll be honest with you, I couldn't really see where I stand tonight as pastor of one of the greatest churches in the Southeast. I couldn't see that. All I could see is poor old pitiful me. But man, what a dream. When I was in a single wide trailer, Miss Flo, the kids would say, Oh no, Daddy sits to get on that poor old tail again. Brother Logan, we've come home, and that little trailer we lived in, the candles, honest before the Lord in heaven, it got so hot in there that day they'd bend over and they was touching the TV. But I couldn't see that brick mansion on 403 Garrett Circle tonight. Say, preacher, I didn't know you lived in a mansion. Oh, you move out of a single wide into a three bedroom? Brother Rodney, it's a mansion. When I was smoking my dope and blowing it up the fireplace so she couldn't smell it, but she did smell it. And Brother Felton, instead of throwing the towel in on me, she couldn't see me tonight. A man of God preaching the gospel. But she had a dream. When they come by and made fun of me in a little storefront building, now every preacher in the South would give you a resume long as a collie dog to get in and pastor this pulpit. Miss Jerry Cubb, where's your dream tonight? Joseph found out some things about his dream. He found out that there was a special person inside of him. There was a special plan for him. There were special problems for him. But when he found out there was a special person with him, he said, God sent me in here. He said, God orchestrated all this. I want to tell you tonight, and God the Holy Ghost knows my heart, and I'll stand in judgment for what I'm fixing to say, and I say it openly. Ken Bowman has done nothing here. It's all him. He set everything right in place. And my God, all I've got to do is follow my dream. I love you tonight, church. I'm glad God has given me a dream. Where do you stand with your dream tonight? Some of you, you need to take a look at your home. What you're doing and where you go to church. My sister, please, tonight this altar is open. I've shared my heart. Would you come tonight? Ask God to help you with your dream. Maybe you have not a dream tonight. Maybe you need to ask God to give you one. Would you come tonight?